Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest this morning will be Dr. Adrian Krieg of KriegBooks.com. We'll be continuing our conversation with him about the whole subject of Illuminism. What is it? What is its history? Who's behind it? What are the connections between Illuminism and the present state of affairs in the United States, politically, economically, militarily, and culturally? Illuminism with Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. Paul Craig Roberts has a post in the October 1st American Free Press that may have some connection to the larger context of Illuminism. Dr. Roberts' piece is titled, "Headstone Readied for U.S. Economy. Antarctica is the only continent with which the United States does not maintain an outlandish trade deficit." I know in his book, Veil, the Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future, Dr. Adrian Krieg talks about this whole business of trade deficits. It is not incompetence, folks, that we are speaking of here. It is a plan. What is the game plan behind the plan? Paul Craig Roberts says, "The U.S. economy continues its slow death before our eyes, but economists, policymakers, and most of the public are blind to the tottering, fabled land of opportunity. In August, jobs in goods-producing industries declined by $64,000. The U.S. economy lost 4,000 jobs overall. The private sector created a mere 24,000 jobs, all of which could be attributed to the 24,100 new jobs for waitresses and bartenders. And the government sector lost 28,000 jobs. Paul Craig Roberts says that in the 21st century, the U.S. economy has ceased to create jobs in export industries and in industries that compete with imports. U.S. job growth has been confined to domestic services, principally to food services and drinking places, private education and health services, and construction, which has now tanked. The lack of job growth and higher productivity, higher paid occupations associated with the American middle and upper middle classes will eventually kill the U.S. consumer market. The unemployment rate held steady, but that is because 340,000 Americans unable to find jobs dropped out of the labor force in August. The United States measures unemployment only among the active workforce, which includes those seeking jobs. Those who are discouraged and have given up are not counted as unemployed. With goods-producing industries in long-term decline as more and more production of U.S. firms is moved offshore, the engineering professions are in decline. Managerial jobs are primarily confined to retail, trade, and financial services. Franchises and chains have curtailed opportunities for independent family businesses, and the U.S. government's open borders policy denies unskilled jobs to the displaced members of the middle class. When U.S. companies offshore their production for U.S. markets, the consequences for the U.S. economy are highly detrimental. One consequence is that foreign labor is substituted for U.S. labor, resulting in a shriveling of career opportunities and income growth in the United States. Another is that the U.S. gross domestic product is turned into imports. By converting U.S. brand names into imports, offshoring is a double whammy on the U.S. trade deficit. Simultaneously, imports rise, but the amount of offshore production and the supply of exportable manufactured goods declines by the same amount. The United States, says Paul Craig Roberts, now is a trade deficit with every part of the world. In 2006, the latest annual data, the United States had a trade deficit totaling $838.2 billion. The U.S. trade deficit with Europe was $142.5 billion. With Canada, the deficit was $75 billion. With Latin America, it was $112 billion, of which $67.3 billion was with Mexico. The deficit with Asia and the Pacific was $409.7 billion, of which $233 billion was with China. Is it coincidence or is it Illuminism? We'll be back with Dr. Adrian Krieg. This is Mark Dankos.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. And among those many books that one can purchase there is one entitled Veil, The Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. Dr. Krieg, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Mark. How are you?
Very good. I have read, by the way, the first 122 pages of the book. I started yesterday. I hope to read the second half of the book for the first go-around, maybe later today. As I was reading through all of the incredible things that you talk about in this book on the Illuminati, one of the things that comes forth is a discussion of the trade deficits that the United States is currently running. And, of course, this dovetails with what Paul Craig Roberts has been talking about in the latest American Free Press. What are we to make of these trade deficits, and what is the relationship between our incredible trade deficit policy and this whole business of Illuminism?
Well, you know, essentially there are a number of issues that were brought to the forefront in the latter half of the 20th century. Globalization, multiculturalism, free trade, all of these issues are wheels on the same vehicle. Globalization is particularly galling because it's not anything new at all. In the Wilson administration, there was a man named Colonel House, and Colonel House was really sort of the, I guess you would call him Wilson's alter ego. He sort of ran the foreign policy of the Wilson administration, also some of the domestic policy. He was really the strong man behind Wilson. And one of his moves was the League of Nations. And, of course, the League of Nations was the first attempt at globalization. One of the issues that comes out of globalization is free trade. And free trade is, without question, the single stupidest. It's dumber than an information technology or any of the other stuff. It's really silly. And the reason it is because the NGOs, which are the non-governmental organizations, began in about the 1970s to set up various international treaties. These are called the World Trade Association, WTO, GATT, General Agreement on Tariffs, NAFTA, later came CAFTA. All of these agreements essentially regulate how international trade is carried out. And believe me, there are no family businesses, no small businesses at all involved with these NGOs. And what these NGOs did is they set up an international trade system that essentially bars small business from that action. And it did this through all these treaties and agreements. The result of this we can see very clearly with NAFTA. Prior to NAFTA, which would be about 1990-1991, America had a trade surplus with Mexico of $5.7 billion a year. In other words, we sold them $5.7 billion more goods than we imported from Mexico. During the Clinton administration, Clinton passed NAFTA. And the way he did that is absolutely astounding. He passed a NAFTA through an executive order. Now, that's against the law. The Constitution, Section 1, Article 1, very, very clearly states that only the legislative branch of government may make law, and a treaty is law. There's no question about that, because also in the Constitution it says a treaty is law. So illegally, he passed NAFTA. We know what happened with NAFTA because 9 years after the enactment of this illegal law, our trade with Mexico turned into a $67 billion deficit. So we see that from exporting more, we not only exported less, we exported we imported 10 times more than we exported. Now, what does this mean to the average American? And let's look at the direct results on America of NAFTA. And it's very, very easy. We lost approximately 4,000 manufacturing plants. These are plants that were moved to Mexico. Through this, we lost direct blue-collar manufacturing labor, 4 million jobs. But that's only the very tip, because foreign countries who wanted to set up plants in America stopped doing that, and they started setting up plants in Mexico. if there's going to be no duty from Mexico into the United States, and you can pay Mexicans $4.75 or $4.70 an hour, and have no Social Security, no health care benefits, no pensions, no labor unions, no product liability problems, nothing. Obviously, that's where you're going to set up the plants. And through this, we lost another potential 4 million jobs that would have been created in America had it not been for NAFTA. So overall, we lost 8, maybe 9 million jobs on our economy. We created a huge deficit. This is just one country. It only represents 8% of the overall, but it gives you a picture, a very clear picture of exactly what free trade is all about.
Yes, and as I look at this whole business, and I'm looking at one of your introductory chapters, which chronicles, you know, at least, I'm going to say offhand, a dozen things that have happened in the wake of the implementation of NAFTA. Either we're dealing with something where our policy elites are absolutely crazy, or it seems to me that we're dealing with something that is actually planned for purposes that the average American does not understand. And that's where I think your concept of illuminism comes in, Dr. Krieg, that in fact we could be looking at something and perhaps are looking at something that is not simply a question of gross incompetence and miscalculation, but is something that is actually calculated and very deliberate. What is the end game?
Well, it's very obvious, you know, and it's interesting if I don't know how many of your listeners have read a book by George Orwell called 1984, but 1984 is a fictional book that was written in, I think it was written in 1944, 1945. And it's a book, a fictional book of how George Orwell thought the world might be by 1984. He missed by a few years, but the book is very interesting because it is essentially part and parcel, or tells us what the plan is. And the plan is to create 3 or 4, maybe 5, very large trade blocks. This would be the trade block of North America, which is, as we speak, being constructed against our will. I mean, the people don't want it. Nobody wants it. The politicians and the elites want it. This would be an association of all of the countries from Panama to Alaska with a single currency called the Amero, which would be a counter to the euro, or assumed to be a counter to the euro. The fallacy here, of course, is that North and South America combined could never compete with Europe on an economic basis. That's just a pie-in-the-sky make-believe. The other trade blocks would be a Southeast Asian bloc, possibly an Asian bloc, and, of course, the old Soviet Union would probably also create a bloc. So in other words, what we would do is separate the world into different trade blocks, all with universal currencies, probably 4 or 5 worldwide currencies. Now, there is a tremendous advantage of this to big corporations, because the big corporations, which are owned by the elites, and the elites are the Illuminati, gain enormous market power by such actions, because what they can do, they can drossle or destroy a small and independent business, which has been going on here in America at an ever-expanding rate. I mean, family farmers, and I have to say, I'm very familiar with this particular issue. I had a farm in New Hampshire, and I had this for about 14 years. And I can tell you that everything set up in the government as farm policy is for the benefit of huge farms and at the destruction of small family farms.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
To all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at www.kriegbooks.com. I have added that to my own links page, by the way. If you go to markdankoff.com and click links, among the many things that will be present there is kriegbooks.com. You want to find a very, very easy way of locating it at a single click or two. Dr. Krieg, of course, also has his book company in connection with KriegBooks.com. That one is called A to Z Publications.com. That's A2Z Publications.com. We're talking this morning with Dr. Krieg ongoingly about this whole business of Illuminism, with special reference to his book, which is entitled The Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. Adrian, before the break, where were we?
Well, I was saying about the family farms.
Yes.
And it's really interesting because we had a dairy farm that had maybe 250 cows in town. We had some guys that were making maple syrup. You know, they, in other words, they farmed maple trees. We had some guys growing corn and potatoes and different things. And but we were all small family farms, and not one of us, not one single farmer in the town of 25 square miles ever was able to get one penny of federal aid or federal assistance or even soil samples done by the federal government. They just ignored us. This is probably true in almost all small farms. All of the subsidies going to farms goes to multinational corporations that own millions or hundreds of thousands of acres. So we see that all of this has a direction, and the primary direction of Illuminism is the elimination of independent business, of small business, in fact, the destruction of those units because they consider these to be competitive to what they do. They also like this for another reason. Large corporations are not very innovative. They're not very flexible. They're usually staffed by a bunch of robots who you know, run things. They're not independent thinkers. They're people that are departmentalized into small things, like one guy does accounting, another guy does, you know, filing, and so on and so forth. So they're not big thinkers. They're not very clever people. And so what they do is, to bring innovation into their businesses, they buy other corporations. I mean, this has been the ongoing thing, for instance, with Microsoft. Microsoft hasn't innovated very much of anything at all. What they've done is they've bought out smaller companies that had innovated and developed something, to just buy them out by offering the owners much more than the company is worth. Then they incorporate that product and they say, look how clever we are. We found out we've innovated something else new. And, you know, this has been ongoing forever. For instance, with Microsoft, there's a company called Solomon who does very, very clever accounting systems. And Microsoft essentially took Solomon over. And so now they have very clever accounting systems. The large corporations are so, in general, so badly run. You know, I've met many managers from large corporations who are retired, as I am, and you speak to these people and, you know, you talk to them about business, they really haven't got a clue. And it's not their fault. They haven't got a clue because they worked in a little department within this large corporation that was focused on only one thing. They were only focused on either on an accounting function or maybe a certain type of manufacturing function, very departmentalized, and unable to see the whole picture. And this is what's happening. The total overall result is of course the reduction of income. Since 1950, every single year, Americans' consumable income has declined. Now, people will argue about this and will say, well, what are you talking about? My father earned $11,000 a year, and I'm earning $48,000 a year. The question then becomes, what was your father able to buy with $11,000, and what are you able to buy with your $40,000? And the very obvious answer is, when you look at the numbers, is that your father could buy three times as much with the $11,000 than you can with the $48,000. And this is what is happening. And, of course, what people don't really understand is that this is all part of a plan. I think think it's the third or fourth, I can't remember which number, part of the communist.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Get the Berkey Life, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Dr. Adrian Krieg, the author of Veil, The Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future. I've read the first 122 pages of this incredible manuscript, which, by the way, has been endorsed by my good friend Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars. Don Wassel, the editor of the Nationalist Times, also weighs in with a positive affirmation of this book. If you want to get a copy of this, you can do so through KriegBooks.com, which also links up to Dr. Krieg's book publishing agency, which is called A2Z, the number 2, A2Z Publications.com. And again, this volume gets into, I think, the heart of what is going on in our contemporary culture. The Illuminati, what is it? What is its history? What are its tenets? It is Illuminism, says Dr. Krieg, which developed communism, whose tenets were later plagiarized by Karl Marx and other Zionists. It's about the uncomfortable relationship between Illuminism, Zionism, and communism, and how Zionists accepted and expanded communism, thus associating themselves with the Illuminati. This book goes on for, approximately 337 pages or so. You will not be able to put this book down. Once you start, you will just continue and continue in regard to all of the data that's there. Adrian, where were we before the break?
Well, you had mentioned, of course, that Karl Marx had plagiarized all the 10 points of communism from Adam Weishaupt. And, of course, we know this, and we can conclusively prove it by the fact that, of course, Adam Weishaupt didn't speak anything but German. And all of his documentation was produced and written in German. And when Karl Marx published the Communist Manifesto, which he did in England, of all places, he had it written in German, and in fact, they had to import German script print type from Germany in order to do it. Now, I suspect the reason for this is that Karl Marx didn't really speak English very well. And so rather than trying to translate Weishaupt's thesis, he simply copied it in German and put it into German script. So we see that, where it came from. But what's really interesting about this whole thing is we were talking about the wages that people earn. We said, in the 1950s and 60s, maybe your father made $11,000 a year. Today, your average income is $48,200. And I said that your father probably had a better standard of living with $11,000 than you do today with $48,000. However, what's really, really interesting about this whole thing is one of the tenets of the Illuminist philosophy is the graduated income tax. And as you know, this income tax increases in percentage as your wage increases. This, of course, is a totally communist concept, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Why, if I make $100,000, should I pay 28% taxes, and if you make $20,000, you should pay 5% taxes? I mean, that's just stupid, because if I pay $100,000 and you pay $5,000 and I pay $5,000, the amount that I pay is going to be 10 times more than what you pay, even at the same percentage rate. What the increased percentage rate, of course, does is it stifles development, it stifles research and development, it drossels people's interest in advancing themselves or their businesses. But what it does more than anything else, it increases the amount of money that the government takes in. These taxes, which are percentage indexed based on income, were set up in 1913 and were expanded gradually through the FDR administration, where the percentages were substantially increased. So, since your father had a better standard of living at $11,000 and was probably paying about $600 or $700 in income taxes a year, you are now earning $48,000 and you're probably paying somewhere around $6,000 in income taxes. So you see, the system inherently increases your tax rate every year without having to increase the tax rate, because due to inflation, you earn more, and when you earn more, you pay more. So this is part of the Illuminist plan. And let's say we're going to have people that say, well, that affects everyone. That affects David Rockefeller. It affects Mr. Stolbert. It affects everyone. This is untrue, because when this graduated income tax was set up, the people who set it up, the Illuminists, were very, very clever. And they set up something called foundations. And these foundations are nothing but vehicles to allow people to avoid paying taxes. And let's understand how a foundation works. And this is one of the financial vehicles used by Illuminists. The tax law, as they wrote it, said that if you put money into a foundation, and if they give 10% of their income away on issues beneficial to society, then they will not be taxed on the other 90% of income. Now, I'm sure all of us would love to be able to cap our income taxes at 10%. Of course, we can't do that. So, let's understand exactly how this works. Due to this law, a Illuminist can take, let's say, $100 million and put it into a foundation. And let's say on that $100 million, he makes $20 million a year in income. If he gives away $200,000 of that money every year, the rest of the income is not taxed, through which he can again increase the size of the foundation. Out of the foundation, he can pay himself a salary. So you see, this is a huge vehicle to get out of paying taxes. Now, let's take a look at one of these and funds so that we can have clear understanding. The Heinz Endowment is more accurately called the Howard Heinz Endowment or the Vera Heinz Endowment. It gave away $53 million in 2003. Teresa Heinz Carey, whose actual name is Cohen, not Carey. I mean, the Carey name, the name is Cohen. It's a Jewish name from the Czech Republic, which she never uses, is sarcastically called Saint Teresa. She controls the entire endowment empire. The founder of this empire was a man named Howard Heinz. 1877-1941. He was a member of the order. He was an Illuminist. He set up one of the set-up beneficiaries of the Heinz Foundation is called the Tynes Foundation of Presidio, California, San Francisco, California. From there, it becomes really murky because it's very, very difficult to fathom out exactly how this goofy thing works, because there are for-profit organizations come into play, not-for-profit corporations, philanthropies, all kinds of things mixed together. But we know that they give away about $300 million a year. Now, there is barely a left-wing, goofy, gay, lesbian, or whatever organization that these people are not funding. Thoreau Center for Sustainability is a beneficiary, and you know when you hear the word sustainability, you know exactly what's coming. That's the plan to take away everybody's land and to, you know, not allow people on it and so on and so forth. Sustainability is special UN jargon. And it's a system of economic social control that sprung out of the Club of Rome, which everybody knows is located in Paris, France. And Tides gives them money. They fund other organizations. And let's look at essentially if we go to the Tide site on a computer, what kind of things do they support? Abortion on demand, abolition of the death penalty, legalization of narcotics, the permanent placement of lands, private as well as government, into wilderness region, legally inaccessible to humans. The California Wilderness Grassroot Funds is that. The gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual philanthropy called the Collins Higgins Foundation. Increasing all workers' wages, elimination of fossil fuels, elimination of nuclear powers. Let's not go on because I'm getting sick. Now, what people must understand is that these foundations fund only organizations that have the same outcome goal that they do. And in most cases, they actually set up the secondary beneficiaries of their 10% tax write-off. In other words, if I'm an Illuminist and I have billions of dollars, I set up an organization called the Adrian Foundation. And the Adrian Foundation then knows that of its income, it must give away 10%. So it sets up a foundation called the Audrey Foundation. And the Audrey Foundation, in turn, is an organization that funds UMark. You see what I'm saying? This is the way this whole thing functions. There was a very, very interesting a commission in the 40s called the Rees Commission. And the Rees Commission, I really recommend this for reading, even though it's well out of date. It's really interesting. The Rees Commission did an extensive a study on foundations. And I am telling you, this guy Rees, was a congressman, he was badgered and everything was tried to block his report. But the report eventually did come out, and the report said that foundations were a very bad thing for America, that they all funded really left-wing and communist causes, and that something should be done to change this. Of course, the Rees report was buried. I don't even know if you can still get a copy of it, you know, but it showed in detail this convoluted picture of how the Illuminists control the foundations and then control the secondary contributions through which they try to change society to meet its goals. And we see this every day. This is the way this system works. This is the financial end of globalism and of Illuminism.
Boy, I tell you, the implications of this are just, you know, absolutely staggering. Let's just take one, for example, Dr. Krieg, because this is something that you cite, I'm going to say maybe three times at least in the first 122 pages of your book. This whole business of population control and population reduction, it is the intent of these Illuminists, reading on page 42 here, to rule over a planet populated by about 1 billion citizens. That indicates a reduction of the world population as of 2003 of 6 billion people. What is behind this whole business of population control and population reduction as it relates to the larger Illuministic game plan?
Well, you know, in all things, and I know this from running a corporation, there are certain constants in running a business, a government, or a world. And one of those things is that things that are very large are very difficult to control. Let's look at the overall plan. Okay. let's say that in America you had in the 1950s probably 70% of your employment was in small business and 30% was in large business. It is much easier to control large businesses and the labor movements of large businesses because you obviously control the labor movements also. Small businesses are the middle class. And the middle class, ever since its inception, which took place in the late Middle Ages, has been the thorn in the side of the Illuminists or the elites who want to run everything. People who have a small business or a small farm are difficult to control. Large corporations and large structures are easier to control. Likewise, very large population masses are very difficult to control. Smaller populations with lower population densities are easier to control. The entire concept of lowering the population to 1 billion people in the world came out of the Club of Rome. I have to say that the Club of Rome, which has been...
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Collection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Adrian Krieg. You can find his website at kriegbooks.com. I have also linked up to it through my links page, which you can find at markdankoff.com. Then simply go to the links. And if you start down the middle of the links page, you'll see that the American Free Press and Mark Lenz, Crescent and Cross, and Adrian Krieg's KriegBooks.com line up quite nicely on a vertical basis in the middle of that links page. Again, that's www.KriegBooks.com, which you can also find through my links page at MarkDankoff.com. This is that point in the show when I ask you to support some things, folks, that involve the cause of freedom. The first of these is the No More Wars for Israel conference. You can find it at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Lynn of the American Free Press and Crescent and Cross is leading the charge in regard to putting this conference together, which is taking place in Southern California in Orange County the weekend of October 12th through the 14th. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com will give you the latest list of confirmed speakers who are going to be there, as well as those who have been invited that we are still waiting to hear from. The long and the short of it is that you can be a part of this conference. Hotel rooms are $124 per night, double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person, couples for $175. Registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfasts. You can be a part of this by contacting Mark Lenn, either through snail mail at Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. That's Mark Glenn, Post Office Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Idaho, 83809. Or contacting him on the World Wide Web. And all the information as to how to do that is found at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Be a part of that conference, folks. And if you're not able to attend, Mark Glenn could use your donations. Please contact him through the various venues that we have mentioned on the show this morning to make that happen. I'd also like to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can call us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. In either event, you can support all of the fine shows of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mr. Stadtmiller has put together a very, very fine team of hosts to keep you listening to the real information in our society and in our culture on an ongoing basis. Please support us to the extent that you can. Also support the American Free Press in Washington, D.C. You can contact those fine people at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. You can find the American Free Press online at AmericanFreePress.net. The very fine list of correspondents there, of course, includes our own Mark Lenn and Michael Collins Piper. Willis Carto is a part of that process. Mark Anderson. Paul Craig Roberts, all of the people that we depend upon in terms of print news can be found at the American Free Press. Please support them with your gifts and with your subscriptions.